Our New Testament reading for today is from St. Paul's Epistle to the Romans, the 9th chapter, verses 19 through 33. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who can resist his will? But who are you, O man, to answer back to God? Will what is molded say to its molder, why have you made me like this? Has the potter no right over the clay to make out of the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for dishonorable use? What if God, desiring to show his wrath and to make known his power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, in order to make known the riches of his glory for vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory, even us, whom he called not from the Jews only, but also from the Gentiles. As indeed, he says in Hosea, those who were not my people I will call my people, and her who was not beloved I will call beloved. And in the very place where it was said to them, you are not my people, there they will be called sons of the living God. And Isaiah cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the sons of Israel be as the sand of the sea, only a remnant of them will be saved. For the Lord will carry out his sentence upon the earth fully and without delay. And the Isaiah prophet predicted, if the Lord of hosts had not left us offspring, we would have been like Sodom and become like Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained it, that is, a righteousness that is by faith? But that Israel, who pursued a law that would lead to righteousness, did not succeed in reaching that law? Why? Because they did not pursue it by faith, but as if it were based on works. They have stumbled over the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Mark Fimmel from Zion Lutheran Church, Maryland Heights, Missouri.
In Romans chapter 9, Paul is describing a very difficult topic where some people are going to heaven and some people are going to hell. Everybody likes to talk about heaven. We like the pearly gates. We like the river of life. We like that street of gold. We cannot wait to see the face of God, to see the light just coming from God that even pierces the walls in the city of gold and the street of gold itself. My personal preference is I cannot wait to go there because animals are there, as the book of Isaiah says. I cannot wait to ride a pteranodon. That's right, a pteranodon, because I would love to fly, and to ride one of the biggest flying dinosaurs ever would just be awesome. I would also like to jump in the river of life. According to the book of Ezekiel, you can actually jump in there, and it's over your head. Maybe the great white sharks are something I can swim with. That would be amazing. But there's another side of this coin. This side of the coin is hell. And in Romans chapter 9, Paul is describing this exact topic. He's explaining this exact topic, that some will go to heaven and some will go to hell. In Romans chapter 9, he describes in the first part that some are saved and some are not, and that salvation depends on God. In the second half of Romans chapter 9, he says, if some are saved because of the grace of God and others go to hell, didn't they go to hell because they had no choice? Brothers and sisters, we have our choice. We make our choice all the time. And that choice is to trade off riding the pteranodons, swimming with the great white sharks, petting dolphins, or tickling a mammoth. We choose to throw that away for the stupid things, the silly things, the dark things we do all the time. These simple pleasures that have so many thorns, and not all thorns have a rose. We choose that over him. In Romans chapter 9, they're about to argue with Paul, who wrote the letter to the Romans. They're about to argue with Paul, saying, that's not fair. We're only doing what God has allowed us to do. And Paul says, that is fair. After all, can a pot say to its molder that you have broken me, that you made me wrong? We could blame God, just like Adam in the garden, just like Eve in the garden, and probably just like Satan, who says, how could I not do anything but hate you to God. We blame God, but when we open our eyes to see what God is doing, we see a God who has his hands out to us all the day long. In Romans 9, Paul quotes Isaiah, and he quotes Hosea, two prophets in the Old Testament, where God, through them, reached out to his people all day long. And he reached out to those who were not yet his people, those who had walked away from him, and those who were Gentiles who had never heard of him, those who are in Egypt, those who are in the land of Canaan, those who are in Babylon, Assyria. He reached out to them, and he reaches out to us all day long. In exchange for our sins, in exchange for our silly mistakes, God comes to us in Romans chapter 9, and he says, though you do not deserve to be loved, you are my beloved. Though you do not deserve to be called my people, you are my children. Trust in me, and you will not be put to shame. Not try harder, not submit another application and readmit. Just trust in me, and you will not be put to shame. Don't get caught up in the blame game. Your sins are your fault. But grace, that's straight from God. And that is bigger than any decision you can make. May the Lord be with you.
We thank Pastor Mark Fimmel from Zion Lutheran Church, Maryland Heights, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.